Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us today. God is so good. Thank you for being a part of this month's ALO, the Abundant Life Online Worship Experience. We are so privileged. We are so blessed. God is so good to us. He's so kind. We will never have enough words to thank Him for all that He has done for us. I don't know about you, but God has been mighty good to me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I could never thank Him enough. God has been mighty good to me. To me, to those that are close to me, to entire ministry, our family. God has been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. And I'm so thankful for another opportunity today that He has given to all of us to be able to worship together in this ALO service. Hallelujah. Wherever you are joining us from around the world or whatever platform, thank you for being here today. Thank you. I know the presence of God is here with us. I can feel Him. I can sense Him. There's a restfulness. There's a peace. Glory be to God. There's joy. Joy like a river that's flowing. It's just flowing. It's just flowing. I can feel that. Hallelujah. And then I know that the Lord will do you good. He's already working in your life. Even when it might not feel like that sometimes, even when it might not feel like we're experiencing some of the things that our hearts long for, our hearts yearn for, our hearts desire, yet God is working behind the scenes. He's working. He's moving things around. He's changing things. He's rearranging stuff for you and for me. Glory to God. Well, glory be to God. Praise God for the praise team and all of our ministers, everyone that's helping us with this service today. You know, it takes a team. Together, everyone achieves much. God doesn't use single individuals. He uses people, but He uses people together. When people work together, God can do great and mighty things. And I'm so thankful that wherever you are today, where I am today, that God is doing amazing things with all of us. Glory to God. And I'm excited about the Word of God. I hope you are. Hallelujah. This is our year of God-class exploits and the year of the fourth man. Before we go into the message that the Lord has for us today, let's take our 2024 confession together. It would be on your screen. Hallelujah. 2, 3, go. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits, and this is the year of the fourth man. I am God's offspring, and in Him I live and move and have my being. I am no ordinary or natural person. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being born of the seed of God Himself. I have the seed of God in me. I produce after God's kind, and I overcome the world. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. I am the light of the world and the salt of the earth. I represent Jesus. I speak for Jesus. I stand for Jesus. I reign with Jesus. The fourth man will be with me in the fire. What happens to ordinary people may happen to me, but I will have supernatural outcomes. The fourth man has made me a god to the natural elements of this world. Situations ordinary people cannot survive will become my stepping stones to glory testimonies In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The king's shout is within me, and the lion's roar is rolling out of me. I raise the roof with my praise. I cry out and shout for joy. The greatest one lives here. I am feeding and reigning at a higher level. I have spiritual jurisdiction here. I take authority over this. Peace be still in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. This is my year of covenant release. I am under cover. No satanic plan against me, no divination against my household will ever prevail. In due season and even now, the world will proclaim what wonders God has done for them. I am shielded and protected from every misfortune. I am under cover. The evil viper released into the world in these last days will not touch me. I am under cover. I am inoculated and vaccinated with a booster shot of the covenant. I am under cover. I am prospered, protected, and preserved in the ark. I am under cover. I shake the viper into the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I am under cover in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 2024 is my year of uncommon provision. I am blessed in all things. Jehovah Jireh will see to it. I am finding favor in unexpected places, and I see the ram caught in a thicket. The barrel of meal shall not waste, and the cruse of oil shall not fail until the Lord sends rain upon the earth. God is sending rain on my field, and there shall be showers of blessings. I am one with God, and I possess what God possesses. I have the spirit of adoption. He is my Father, and I am a joint heir with Christ. I have real estate in heaven, and I have real estate on the earth. I lift my hand up to El Elyon, the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. My God has made me rich. This will be a year of broken boundaries and unlimited reach. The boundaries are broken and the limits are off. See, God has given me the cities and the walls of Jericho are falling. Hallelujah. Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things, everything is possible. I prophesy over you today. Your dwellings are lovely and your homes are beautiful. You will spread out like rivers, like gardens by a river, like sweet-smelling aloes that the Lord himself planted, and like strong cedar trees by the waters. You will pour water out of your own buckets and have your own channels of rich blessing and plenty. Your offspring will dwell by many waters, and your life and legacy will be exalted and established. The God who brought you out of captivity has the strength of a wild bull, and he will destroy your adversaries and crush their bones. You are like a lion who couches in rest after winning the victory, and who dares disturb you. Blessed of the Lord is anyone who blesses you, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits, and this is the year of the fourth man. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is the year of the fourth man. Hallelujah. He is with us everywhere we go. In all that we do, he has never left us alone. His abiding presence is always sure. His abiding presence. Glory to God. He has made us a God to the elements of this world. He has established us. He has established his counsel concerning us. He has favored us. He has done us good. Hallelujah. He has been mighty faithful. Look at it. The fourth man will be with me in the fire. What happens to ordinary people may happen to me, but I will have supernatural outcomes. The fourth man has made me a God to the natural elements of this world. Situations ordinary people cannot survive will become my stepping stones to glory testimonies in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Thank you so much again for joining us for this precious service. I hope you are sitting down already. If not, please go ahead and be seated. Let's get out the word of God. Let's go into the word. The fourth man is what we have been studying during our ALO services throughout 2024. In Daniel chapter 3, the popular story of the three Hebrew boys, from verse 15, King Nebuchadnezzar built up a golden image and said everybody needed to bow. And these three godly young men said, no, we will not bow because there is only one true God. Hallelujah. I love their faith. I love their covenant with God. I love their commitment. I love their assurance and their confidence in their God, the God that they serve. They knew that God would never leave them alone. He said right here, Nebuchadnezzar said, now in verse 15, if you be ready at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? He obviously doesn't know their God. And in verse 16, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve, he is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Of course, they were not going to bow to his image. And they heated the fire. He was so upset, the king was. And everybody was getting ready to see these three young men destroyed. But it did not happen that way. In verse 24, the Bible says, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and he rose up in haste, and he spoke unto his counselors, and said, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God. The fourth man showed up for them in the fire. Hallelujah. You know, through every circumstance, every difficulty, every situation that we encounter as God's children, God's covenant people, victory is always assured. I don't know how hot the furnace feels. I don't know how difficult the challenge seems to be, but there is always victory at the end of the story. And until there is victory, it is not yet over. Hallelujah. God is writing our story. And the story is so beautiful. Part of what makes this story beautiful is that it is a story that is full of the supernatural blessing of God. His presence is always with us. He never leaves us. He's always walking with us. Hallelujah. And when we get to the end of every situation and every trial and every difficulty, there is always victory. There is always glory. You know how this story ended? The three Hebrew boys were elevated. They enjoyed so much unprecedented favor. They were already elevated, but God brought even greater elevation. There's elevation for all of us. You see how it ends right here in verse 30 of this scripture? Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. And before then, he went on and on and on talking about this God, the God of these three Hebrew boys. Well, when we stand our ground and we refuse to move, we refuse to budge, when we stand on the word, guess what? Our God will receive the glory. We will come through and our God will receive the glory, and the victory and the blessing will be ours. That is the supernatural life. The supernatural life is one where there's guarantee of a good future, of a good end, that wherever we are, there's guarantee that God walks with us every day. God will keep us. God will perform his word in our very lives. Hallelujah. This is supernatural. This is supernatural. A king who wanted to destroy this godly covenant young men now gets up and begins to preach about their God. That is supernatural. He begins to say, everybody must honor this God. That is supernatural. And hallelujah, my brothers and my sisters, the open door into the supernatural life is the Holy Spirit. Is the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says he was there with them. He was there with them. The fourth man was in the fire. The Holy Spirit is a type of that fourth man. You remember in John chapter 15, glory to God. In John chapter 14, from verse 15 to 19, this is one of the first places where the Lord Jesus Christ promised the blessing and the gift of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, from verse 15, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Another comforter. Another comforter. Well, Elos Parakletos. Another comforter. A comforter, a supernatural being just like me. A supernatural being just like me who will abide with you forever. The Holy Spirit is the door to the supernatural. He said there further, he said he will abide with you forever, verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwells with you, and he shall be in you. Hallelujah. He dwells with you, and he shall be in you. He dwells with you, and he shall be in you. He said in verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you shall live also. I will not leave you without help. I will not leave you without supernatural guarantee. I will not leave you without supernatural aid and support. Because I live, you will live also. In spite of the things that the world may throw at you, because I live, you will live also. Well, the Holy Spirit is our eternal companion. The Holy Spirit is the door into the supernatural. Oh, glory to God. He's always with us. You remember that promise in Isaiah chapter 43, where the Lord said, I would never leave you. When you walk through the waters, the rivers, I'll be there with you. Walk through the fire.
Well, that's the Holy Spirit in action. That's Isaiah 43 from verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. You are mine. Well, that's a type of redemption when we came into Christ. When we accepted Christ into our lives as our personal Lord and Savior, that's when we experience redemption. But once we come into Christ, then we receive the blessing and the presence of the Holy Spirit who is with us always. He says right here in verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Hallelujah. Why? Because my presence will be with you. When you have the presence of God, there is nothing to fear. There is no enemy. There is no king, no Nebuchadnezzar, no fire, no river, no water that can hurt us. We cannot be hurt. We are surrounded by the presence of God. The presence of God is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us. He walks with us every day. He enables us to live the supernatural life. You know, I'm so thankful. I'm so very thankful for the mercy of God and the grace of God that He has given me over these many years to live the supernatural life. The supernatural life, personally for me, is one of the greatest gifts that God has given to me, I believe, and to every believer. The ability to live a supernatural life. Hallelujah. And, you know, I just want to testify for one moment before I move on in the Word of God. Living this supernatural life has been the greatest experience of my life. Walking with God every day, hearing His voice, walking, learning to follow Him step by step, seeing Him turn fires into air-conditioned rooms, furnaces turned into some of the most comfortable palatial experiences, seeing the hands of God bring a healing, seeing God direct our path and lead us through the wilderness supernaturally has been one of the greatest experiences of my life personally. The Holy Spirit is the door into this supernatural life. And I really thank God for helping me realize that early. For over 30 years, I know I was introduced to the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. Actually, almost 40 years. Just knowing what God has made available to the saints. That, like Jesus said in John chapter 14, we are never alone. He said, I'll never leave you. I won't leave you comfortless, He said. In the Amplified, He says, I won't leave you forlorn, or I won't leave you like orphans. That's what He said in that John chapter 14. I don't think I got to read that earlier. I won't leave you like orphans, He said. I won't leave you forlorn. I will always be with you. That's what He said in the John chapter 14 and verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, helpless. I will come back to you. I will come back to you. I know that the presence of God for me personally has been one of my greatest blessings. I know recently while I was standing on the Word of God for and dealing with a storm
a physical storm that came against my health. Right in the midst of that situation, I remember hearing these words, and I did not even remember where those words were. I know Psalm 91. I've read it, God knows how many times, but I had no idea these words were right there. I just knew they were in the Word. I actually had to go open my Bible to find out where they were. But right out of my spirit, I heard those words, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. And He shall deliver you, deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Those words came and I just found myself repeating them, saying them over and over. Of course, immediately I dug into my Bible and found out it was right out of Psalm 91. And talking about, He will keep you under His feathers. He will keep you under His feathers, and under His wings you will trust. You will not be afraid. All of those words were flowing right out of me, without me from my mind trying to find out what the right words to speak were. Those words were flowing right out of me. You know, in John chapter 7, from verse 37, the Bible says Jesus was talking about, He was talking about the Holy Spirit, and he said to the people, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's what I experienced that day. If you have paid attention on your own journey, from time to time, every believer must, from time to time, need an experience like that. When your mind can't really connect, when the storms around just seem so threatening, sometimes so overwhelming, but right out from within you. Remember, Jesus said, I will send my Father will send to you the Holy Spirit, and He will dwell with you, and He will be in you. He will dwell with you, and He will be in you. Right out of our spirit will flow rivers. 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 He said there, He said, he that believes, this is John chapter 7 and verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Out of their belly. And out of their belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. And out of my belly started to flow that river of living water. Do you know, the supernatural life is that life where the river of the Holy Spirit, the different rivers of the Holy Spirit, flow endlessly from a believer. Flow endlessly. Rivers of life, rivers of joy, rivers of peace, rivers of healing, rivers of prosperity, rivers of divine direction, rivers of guidance, rivers of graces, rivers of wisdom. Flow out of the believer. Flow out of, and then put you in a place where you walk on waters. Where you walk on waters. Where in spite of storms around you, God actually enables you to walk into victory. That was my experience. That was my experience. And that experience with the river of living water flowing out from within me, marked the beginning or the final leg of the breakthrough that the Lord gave to me in that situation. The peace that was restored to me. The health. Hallelujah. Out of their belly. Sometimes believers, we don't realize that the kingdom, you remember Jesus said one time, the kingdom of God is within you. You won't go, you know, people won't say to you, go there, the kingdom of God is over there. Go here, the kingdom of God is over there. Go there. No, he says, because the kingdom of God is within you. That is the dominion of God, the life of God, the power of God. Everything that attests to the supernatural life of God is within the believer. It's within the believer. It's so much better than what the three Hebrew boys even experienced. Hallelujah. Glory to God, they experienced the fourth man who showed up for them in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. But as believers, the fourth man is always with us. He's always with us. He said, I will never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I will be with you. It doesn't matter what's going on around your life, he will be with you. Let me ask you, do you feel challenged today? Do you feel pressure? Do you feel difficulties? Do you see storms all around you? Do you wonder how you will get out? Do you wonder how will this be over? How will this change? I guarantee you, my brother, my sister, if you walk closely, hold on closely to the Holy Spirit, if you would acknowledge Him every day, closely, acknowledge Him. If you will yield to Him closely every day. If you will fellowship with Him closely every day. He will carry you through. He will carry you through and bring you out over on the other side. And maybe you are not going through anything. Praise God for that too. Maybe there's nothing threatening you. Maybe there's no difficulty. Maybe there's no affliction. There's no adversity, no tribulation. Praise God for that too. But you know what? Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. We need to continue to live the supernatural life, live the life of God that is not just pleasing to God, but that God Himself indwells regardless of what is going on in our lives. Hallelujah. Somebody may say, well, Pastor, I don't have any tests. Praise God. No test, no trial. That's awesome. But, hallelujah, the highest quality of life is the life that is lived, accompanied, that is lived in intimacy with the Holy Spirit. To acknowledge Him closely every day. To yield to Him and to His presence closely every day. To fellowship with Him. Fellowship with Him closely every day. Hallelujah. And when we do, He'll make us a God to the elements of this world. Storms will come and storms will go. Difficulties will come and difficulties will go. Hallelujah. But we will dwell in peace. We will dwell in life. Glory be to God. Psalm 91 took on a new meaning for me, and I've not left it since then. Maybe just about every day I go back and read it again and meditate. And I've done that for many years. But it took on a new relevance and a new significance to me. Hallelujah. Because right in there was the promise of the ministry of the Holy Spirit to every believer, to you and to me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place, to acknowledge Him, to yield to Him, to fellowship with Him every day, every moment, every opportunity you get. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes you will behold and see the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. Because you've made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because you have set your love, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, God says, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, hallelujah. Rivers of living water. Rivers of living water by the Holy Spirit. The person of the Holy Spirit is responsible for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Everything that God has promised to us because of his abiding presence with us is because of the person of the Holy Spirit that is with us every day. Because of his presence that is with us every day, we are guaranteed. See the rivers of safety that we just read out of Psalm 91. See the rivers of protection. See the rivers of healing. When he talks about, being delivered out of the snare of the fowler. When he talks about being rescued and being delivered from the noisome pestilence, that's rivers of healing, my friends. That's rivers of deliverance. When he talks about he will give his angels charge over you, that's rivers of protection. Hallelujah. When he talks about you tread upon the lion and the adder, as rivers of dominion and authority. And nothing will by any means hurt you. The young lion and the dragon, you tread under feet. Those are rivers of dominion and authority. When he talks about you call upon him in the time of trouble and he'll hear you and he'll deliver you. The rivers of deliverance. With long life he'll satisfy you. That's rivers of preservation, rivers of honor. Rivers of glory, rivers of prosperity. Well, why do we experience all that? Because of the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. Because we walk with him every day. We acknowledge him. We yield to him. We fellowship with him closely every day. Perhaps you're doing that already, but I invite you to do it more. Perhaps you have not been doing that regularly as you should. I invite you in this service to begin to do it more and more. To get closer, to get more intimate with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You remember in Luke chapter 4, when Jesus showed up, talking about what the Lord had anointed him to do, and all the great things that the Lord declared he was able to do. Remember, it was because of the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus, the Son of God. If Jesus couldn't do it without the Holy Spirit, you and I would not be able to do it without the Holy Spirit. Remember in Luke chapter 4 verse 18, where Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Jesus said it's because of the Holy Spirit. It's because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my life that I am able to bring deliverance to the captives. I'm able to bring rescue to those that need it. Hallelujah. And of course, in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Acts chapter 10 verse 38 with the Holy Spirit. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. For God was with him. The presence of the Holy Spirit was what enabled Jesus to live the supernatural life. The presence of the Holy Spirit is what will enable every believer to live the supernatural life. The presence of the Holy Spirit is what will help us experience more and more the person and the power of the fourth man. No matter what's going on around our lives, glory to God. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes a difference. The Holy Spirit is the one who establishes us and establishes God's counsel and God's purpose concerning our lives. Oh, saints, we have to know him at a higher level. We have to walk with him at a higher level. Precious Holy Spirit. We have to interact with him. We have to fellowship. We have to be intimate with him at a higher level. Glory to God. There are things that are prepared for us by God that only the Holy Spirit can reveal. He shows us how to walk. He teaches us. He leads us. He guides us. Hallelujah. He brings heaven on earth to us. He brings heaven on earth to us. He takes away sorrow and pain and fear and worry and confusion and anxiety. And he brings us peace and joy like a river that's flowing from within our lives. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, glory to God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 9, he said, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him." There are some things that God has prepared for them that love him. There are some good things. There are some blessed things that God has prepared for them that love him. There are some glorious things. There are some supernatural blessings that God has prepared for them that love him. The Bible says in verse 10, "But God has revealed them to us by the Holy Spirit." God reveals his ways to us. God reveals his power to us. God reveals his strength, his provision to us, his wisdom to us by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so thankful to the Lord. I'm so thankful to the Lord for the supernatural life, the privilege, the opportunity to live this supernatural life. I can boldly say the supernatural life has been the difference in my life. It's because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has opened the door to the supernatural for me. Hallelujah, I'm so content, I'm so thankful. I'm so much at peace, so much joy, so much health. So much strength, so much grace. How does that happen? Because the Holy Spirit, by his presence, walks with me day after day. And you as well. If you recognize him, he'll lead us, he'll guide us, he'll teach us. He helps us walk and enjoy the supernatural things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Saints, there's no way on this earth to enjoy a successful life, a successful Christian life, without engaging with the Holy Spirit in this supernatural work. There is absolutely no way. None of us will live a perfect life. None of us will live a perfect life on this earth, because this earth is falling and is corrupted. And we carry the flesh. We go everywhere we go with the flesh. So a perfect life is reserved until when we arrive at the foot of Jesus in heaven. But while we are on this earth, in spite of our limitations, in spite of our weaknesses, in spite of our vulnerabilities, in spite of all that, we can live a successful supernatural life. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit. Because of the Holy Spirit. You can look in the scriptures and look at the story of every single person that God walked with outside of Jesus. Every single human person from the Old Testament to the New Testament that God walked with, that God did great things with, and it was because of His presence. It was because of the Holy Spirit. He said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it's not entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, He searches. He searches to make available to us the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit goes, He searches, and He makes available to us the deep things of God. The deep things of God that we need every day. He said in verse 11, for what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. You can't know God without the Holy Spirit. You can't enjoy God without the Holy Spirit. You can't be everything God ordained your life to be without the Holy Spirit. You can't experience dominion on this earth without the Holy Spirit. You can't experience joy, joy like a river, peace that passes all human understanding without the Holy Spirit. You can't conquer the devil without the Holy Spirit. No, you can't. None of us can. You can't win the battles of life without the Holy Spirit. You won't come out of tribulations and adversity without the help of the Holy Spirit. He said, for what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received, this is verse 12. Now, we have received not the spirit of this world. We don't have the spirit of the world. We are not a worldly people. We are not a worldly, generation of believers. We don't have the spirit of this world. The Bible says, but we have received the Spirit which is of God, so that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but we have received the Spirit of God, so that we may know the things that are freely given unto us. A child of God is never helpless because of the Holy Spirit. A child of God is never without answers because of the Holy Spirit. A child of God never lacks wisdom because of the Holy Spirit. A child of God never lacks for knowledge of direction because of the Holy Spirit. We know, he says, we have not received the spirit of the world, but we have received the spirit that is of God, so that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. How? By the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. So that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God by the Holy Spirit. Remember when he said in Romans 8, talking about things given to us by God, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 32, hallelujah, he says, he who gave us his son, his only son, how will he not also through him, his son Jesus, freely give us everything? Freely give us everything. Romans chapter 8 and verse 32. He said, from verse 31, it actually says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Hallelujah. Look at these two scriptures and let's line them up together. 1 Corinthians, which we just read, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is of God, so that we might know the things that are freely given unto us by God. Let's line that up with Romans chapter 8 and verse 32. He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Notice he's talking about the things that God has given to us in both of these scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 32, he who spared not his son, his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? How does he give us all things? By the Holy Spirit. How does he help us know the things that he has given to us freely? By the Holy Spirit. Well, as we get ready to close in this service today, let's take some time out of Romans chapter 8. Let's talk about some of the things that have been freely given to the believer by the fourth man, the Holy Spirit. Let's talk about some of these things that the Bible is talking about. These things that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it's not yet entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him, but they are revealed to us by the Spirit of God. Let's look at some of those things that enable every child of God to live a supernatural life on this earth. Let's talk about a few of those things before we close today. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Let's talk about some of them. Let's put the light of the Word of God, the light of the Holy Spirit on some of those things. Let's start from here. Romans chapter 8 from verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is no condemnation. There is no guilt. The Amplified says, there is therefore now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. Verse 2 in the King James, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit of life. So there is freedom, complete, glorious liberty, freedom, guaranteed for every believer because of the Holy Spirit. You see that? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There is therefore now no condemnation. There is no guilt. There is a glorious liberty that God has made available to every believer because of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Freedom from sin, freedom from guilt, freedom from condemnation, freedom from yokes and bondages because of the Holy Spirit. Because of the Holy Spirit. You see that a little bit further in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. Let's read that from the Amplified Version. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It's glorious liberty, the Bible calls it. Glorious liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In the Amplified, it reads this way. In verse 17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage, and freedom. There is complete freedom. Every child of God, every believer can know complete freedom. What the Bible calls the glorious liberty of the sons of God because of the Holy Spirit. That's not all. Number two, the Holy Spirit will help us become spiritually minded so that we can think like God in a reason-dominated world. When we think like God, we act like God. When we think like God, we produce the fruits that God produces. The Holy Spirit helps us to shed the element of carnal mindedness and become spiritually minded. Look at this in, let's go back to Romans chapter 8. That's where we are harvesting the things that are freely given to us by God. Look at it again in Romans chapter 8. The things that are freely given to us by God. Romans chapter 8. Look at it from verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. To think like the world thinks is death, leads to death. Spiritual death, physical death, emotional death, every kind of death. To be carnally minded, to have the mind of the world. Remember, the Bible says we did not receive the spirit that is of the world. So the Holy Spirit, when we walk with Him closely, acknowledge Him every day closely. Yield to Him every day closely. Fellowship with Him every day closely. Changes our mind and helps us to develop a spiritual mind. So that we can think like God. So our thoughts can be like God's thoughts. Our ways can be God's ways. We can reap and harvest the blessings of God that have been ordained for us. Isaiah chapter 55, you remember where the Lord said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and does not return there, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, so that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. The Holy Spirit will help us prosper like the word of God prospers by helping to renew our minds and make us spiritually minded. We can't prosper like God wants us to prosper if we are worldly minded. You can't receive healings that have been prepared for you if we are worldly minded. It is the Holy Spirit that directs us, that helps us think like God, so that we can act and make decisions like God, so that we can prosper like God. The Holy Spirit enables every believer who will be close to Him, acknowledge Him, fellowship with Him, yield to Him, to become spiritually minded, not carnally minded. The world is full of the pressures and the ungodly influences that are not based, they are totally contrary to the Word of God. Every day, the mind of the believer is bombarded by things from the world, pressuring us to think like the world. But the Holy Spirit enables us to be spiritually minded so that we can always think like God. Because if we can think like God, we can act like God, and if we can act like God, we can prosper. We can prosper like God. The Holy Spirit helps us to be spiritually minded. There's more. The Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, this is verse 11, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. He will give life to our physical, our mortal bodies. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. The Holy Spirit will give life to your physical body and extend your life. Those are some of the things that the Holy Spirit gives to the believer to help us live a supernatural life. If the Holy Spirit does not give life to our mortal bodies, we will become corrupted like the world around us. We will decay very fast. The enemy is so evil, he's so wicked. Every day, almost every day, there's some new sickness hitting somebody somewhere. But the Spirit of God will give life to our mortal bodies. The Holy Spirit will give life to our mortal bodies, so that we can live a godly, healthy life and extend a life that is full, a life that is maximized. Like he said in Psalm 91, with long life will I satisfy Him and give Him and show Him my salvation. So we can live our lives to the full, to the full, to the max. Hallelujah. Number four. The Spirit of adoption. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of adoption. We're told right here from verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, Romans chapter 8, verse 14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Holy Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together with Him. The Spirit of adoption, the Holy Spirit will lead you and direct you so that you can walk and live in the will of God for your life. He is the Spirit of adoption. He makes you joint heirs with Christ. We enjoy sonship in Christ. We are led by the Holy Spirit, and we enjoy sonship in Christ and live the supernatural life because of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of adoption. That we enjoy the fullness of God's life. Well, the Holy Spirit will lead us
It says, as many as are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God, the daughters of God. The Holy Spirit, these are some of the things that the Holy Spirit imparts to us so that we can live the supernatural life. The Holy Spirit will lead us. He will guide us. Hallelujah. He will grant us sonship. He'll grant us sonship. And of course, there's so much more, but we've got to close. My time is so much gone. The Holy Spirit will lead you and direct you so that you can walk and live the life of God, live in the will of God for your life. Number five, the Holy Spirit will help you walk in dominion and authority. He will make you a god to the natural elements of this world. You see there where it says in verse Romans chapter 8 and verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. The Holy Spirit will enable us to walk in dominion and authority. The world, the Bible says, is waiting and crying and groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. Well, here we are. The sons of God who walk in dominion and authority. Hallelujah. And finally, the Holy Spirit will pray. He'll pray through us. He'll pray in us. He'll help us maximize our spiritual lives. Glory to God. He will build us up and expand our spiritual capacity as He prays through us and as He prays with us. The Bible says right here, still in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are the called according to His purpose. When we pray with the Holy Spirit, when we pray especially in our spiritual language, regularly, the Holy Spirit builds us up on our most holy faith. He enlarges our spiritual capacity. He helps us to live the highest and the best quality of life, spiritual life possible. Glory to God. And because of that, the Bible says all things will work together for good for us. All things. Well, these are some of the things that God has made available to us to help us live the supernatural life. When we pray in the Spirit, let's close out here today. When we pray with the Holy Spirit, you remember in Jude verse 20, it is Jude verse 20, in the Amplified version of the Bible, Jude verse 20, let's practice that. Let's pray with the Holy Spirit for just a couple of minutes before we close out and turn this service over today. Let's take some time. Look at it here in Jude verse 20. I know our time is far gone, but look at Jude and verse 20. He says, but my beloved, this is the King James, but you beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. But in the Amplified, he says, but you beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. Rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. Rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. Build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Enlarge and expand your spiritual capacity, praying in the Holy Ghost. Let's close this service out today and take a moment or two. We won't make this dramatic and this won't be loud. Each of us is going to do it wherever you are. I'm going to have you get up on your feet. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost.
The Bible says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. He said, but these things are revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. For who knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man that is within him? So in that same way, no one knows the mind of God, but the Spirit of God. When we pray with the Holy Spirit prays the mind of God. He prays mysteries through us. He prays revelations through us. He prays the supernatural life through us. Divine realities become manifest realities in our lives as we pray in the Holy Spirit. We're going to take a moment to pray in the Holy Spirit. But let me list them for you just one last time before we close out here today. And pray mysteries in the Holy Spirit. These are the Holy Spirit gifts, the manifestations, the blessings of the supernatural life that are made available to every believer as we walk closely with the Holy Spirit. As we acknowledge him every day. As we yield to him every day. As we fellowship with him every day. The Holy Spirit will help us walk in complete freedom, glorious liberty. The Holy Spirit will help us become spiritually minded and think like God. The Holy Spirit will give life to our physical body and extend our lives. The Holy Spirit will lead us and direct us so that we can walk and live in the will of God for our lives, the perfect will of God for our lives. The Holy Spirit will help us walk in dominion and authority. He will make us a God to the natural elements of this world. The Holy Spirit will build us up and expand our spiritual capacity as he prays in us and as he prays through us. Wherever you are, could you just take a moment? I know our time is so far gone. I know it's Elo and we like to keep it short. But I have so much to say today. The Lord has so much to say to us, I believe, in this message. My desire is not just to say all this, it's not the volume, it's the voice. It's not just to say so much and take so much time. No, it's to help us, to draw us in to a closer, intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. Wherever you are today, as we close out this message, could you bow your heads with me? Let's just pray in the Spirit. I want you to pray in your heavenly language. If you are baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, go right ahead. You may be in your home. You may be in your car. You may be somewhere at work. You may be wherever you are. Go right ahead. Let's pray in our heavenly language together. The Holy Spirit is pouring out. He's doing something supernatural in our lives as we do that. Let's do that in the name of Jesus. Mande beke diska jota nande geri iska go prada husto noste gekia untonazeke zete zotonaz otamange mampranenge ho prades keneshke baras oske menke vradis lo pranaske bosh ho praneges e prenigadas lo pre neke shi Dekesike oskanange manson torobos beperi paska zuto nomorosan tekeshite zetedeskeba ose hekeshi etalasi topranasi meke satoko zetedisa ozekedes o granase ke jetededes lopra legedesio de haskumangege gomagegerea lopranaze igeshide dede dosi ke deve sotonaje zetedida igenege sidede zekenige vedesuna umpanazi ke deve si likederina na sotodo zatadige gegi jeteninge de hostononzo proninge desta zontonon zontonomons konomon santadis hi crediste le prediska la la bastalia setenende preniste leria. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the supernatural life. Thank God, saints, for the supernatural life. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the fourth man. Hallelujah. Thank God for the supernatural life. Thank God for the supernatural life. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the fourth man. Thank God for the supernatural life. Thank God for the supernatural life. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the fourth man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.